Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Havenon with your 7 News Briefing for Monday, September 13. New South Wales has recorded 1,257 new COVID cases and 7 deaths as Premier Gladys Berejiklian backflipped on her plans to ditch the 11 a.m. press conference. Meantime, Victoria has set another record for daily COVID cases during this outbreak with 473 cases in the 24 hours to midnight. There have been 2 new cases of locally acquired COVID-19 in Queensland, both linked to a Brisbane school where a girl tested positive last week. The UK has abandoned plans to require a vaccine passport for crowded indoor venues such as nightclubs, even as the daily COVID cases surpass 20,000. Authorities say they haven't ditched the plan for good, but the plan has been put in reserve. It comes as Australia prepares to roll out its own certification for proof of vaccine status as part of plans to reopen parts of the country from lockdown. And Dylan Alcott has achieved tennis's greatest feat, becoming the first man to complete the Golden Slam after winning the US Open quad singles final. The Golden Slam includes his Australian, French and US Open wins, plus Wimbledon, and his gold medal from the Tokyo Paralympic Games. Despite winning 20 of his 21 matches this season and a 15th singles Grand Slam, Alcott is considering his future, having already announced that Tokyo was his final Paralympics appearance. And that's your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.